Hello, everyone. This is Steve Baker with another 5 in 10. This is episode 6. Starting off with number 1, here is another very interesting selective prosecution January 6th trial that's coming soon. Stephen Horn is a young independent journalist who has been charged with the 4 basic misdemeanor charges for having gone into the Capitol on January 6th. He is openly conservative in his political views, but he's never been a Trump supporter. He actually rejected a plea deal offer and has decided to make his case in front of a DC court. It's a risky but brave move. Other independent journalists who've done the same haven't fared so well. One such case was that of J.D. Rivera from Florida, who was there as a professional videographer. That's his actual job. He basically paralleled Luke Mogelson, who famously captured the QAnon shaman in the Senate chamber and released his story to The New Yorker. Now, J.D. decided to challenge his charges in a bench trial before a D.C. judge, but he was convicted and then ultimately sentenced to 8 months in prison. JD showed up with his big, bulky, expensive professional video gear, and Luke Mogelson, on the other hand, actually captured his iconic video on just a cell phone camera. The contrast between the two that made such a difference in how the Department of Justice and the court treated the two? Well, Mogelson is a leftist, and JD was a Trump-supporting conservative. Mogelson was never charged, and JD was actually the very first January 6th arrest in the state of Florida. Many other independent journalists who went inside the Capitol have not been charged. I'm sure you can guess why. Some on the right have not been charged as well, such as Taylor Hansen and Elijah Schaefer, and thus far, yours truly. Why we have so far been exceptions to the rule, I don't know. But one thing we know is that speech makes a difference in how these charges are taking place and how these sentencing hearings are taking place. In JD's charging documents, he is quoted as saying live on video, "Hey guys, if you are on here, share this live because I am about to take my ass in the middle of the state capitol," he meant nation's capital, "and see what's going on, where they are trying to jump in." In Stephen Horn's case, he actually contacted the FBI on January the 8th and volunteered to give all of his video over to assist them in their investigations. But then in late February, he was called and he then submitted to a voluntary interview with the FBI. And then at the end of March, he was arrested. Why was he charged? Well, at one point while in the Capitol, and this is according to the FBI, his voice can be heard on his own video chanting, "USA, USA, USA." As young as Stephen is, he's just turned 25, so I guess he was about 22 on January 6th. He actually has a rather impressive resume for such a young journalist. I've actually seen his press passes that he had attained in order to cover other events as even a much younger man. I'll include a link wherever this podcast is posted to a recent story on his case. You need to check it out. Number 2, last week, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, was asked by EWTN White House correspondent Owen Jensen if parents who have daughters should be worried that their daughter may have to compete against a male, and that if they were to be in direct and physically athletic competition, should they be worried about their daughter's safety? And her answer was quite surprising. She said, "That is dangerous." She wasn't talking about the competition. She was talking about the question. She said, "That is a dangerous thing to say, that essentially transgender kids are dangerous." Well, nothing of the kind was said, but in today's mindset, that's a dangerous thing to say. Now, a federal judge has also ruled that a Massachusetts student's t-shirt that said "there are only two genders" actually invades the rights of others and is not protected speech. Judge Indira Talwani ruled that the shirt that read "there are only two genders" could be construed as bullying of a protected class. The judge also said, "A school need not tolerate student speech that is inconsistent with its basic educational mission." As if shoving sexual behaviors and psychiatric illnesses such as gender dysphoria down students' throats is consistent with a school's basic educational mission. Give me a break. The student rightfully responded afterwards and said, "I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout my school because others have a right to their beliefs just as I do." As you can see, wrong speech and wrong think are now increasingly becoming ensconced into federal law. You can wear a t-shirt saying that there are 97 genders, but you better not wear one that says there are only two. Number 3, last week, something really scary happened in Great Falls, Montana. 20 heavily armed IRS agents showed up at Highwood Creek Outfitters, where the IRS agents, 20 of them, seized dozens of boxes of ATF Form 4473, the background check form that contains all the information on gun purchases. The ATF Form 4473 requires a gun purchaser's name, address, birth date, city, state of birth, gender, social security number, and the serial number of any guns purchased in the store. Exactly what a federal government would want if they intended to establish an unconstitutional, unlawful gun registry database. Did I mention that these were IRS agents? There was a search warrant, but that warrant specifically said that those agents were given the right to search financial records of the store, except that they neither searched nor seized any of the store's financial records, only the boxes of the ATF Forms 4473. An IRS spokesperson confirmed to MTN News that the agency was at Highwood Creek Outfitters on official business, but they declined to provide any details. Montana Congressman Matthew Rosendale sent a letter to both the commissioner of the IRS and the director of the ATF in which he said, and I quote, "I learned that the IRS confiscated all the 4473 forms from the store. This means that the sensitive personal information of any customer ever to purchase a firearm at Highwood Creek Outfitters is now in the hands of the IRS. These background check forms include no financial information, and there is no discernible reason why the IRS would need these forms. The IRS committed an egregious breach of privacy for Montana's gun owners, and I am outraged that the agents involved showed no regard for federal law." Number four, climate change alarmism is increasingly off the hook. Every mainstream media outlet is droning on about the current heat waves being a direct result of some sort of man-made climate crisis. Even the WEF is once again saying that while converting to electric vehicles is important, we must begin looking at reducing all personally owned vehicles by a total of 75%. That is, frankly, an admission, first of all, that the new renewable energy initiatives are incapable of handling the requirements of powering all those electric vehicles. But also, it's part of their, and I quote, "You'll own nothing and be happy" agenda. Except that, by the science and the data, none of this is true. We have had much worse, more prolonged heat waves long before everyone was buying and driving internal combustion engines in their SUVs. Check out these facts as reported by AccuWeather. 26 of the 50 states set their all-time high temperature records during the 1930s, and they still stand, but an additional 11 state all-time high temperature records were set during 1930, and only two states have all-time high record temperatures that were even set in the 21st century, those being South Dakota and South Carolina. 37 of the 50 states have an all-time high temperature record not exceeded for more than 75 years. Given these numbers and the decreased frequency of days of 100 degrees or higher that we're currently experiencing, it cannot be said that either the frequency or magnitude of heat waves is more common today. But the WEF stands by their lie, and that lie being, and I quote, "heat wave and wildfires are impossible without human-caused climate change," even though recent fires, we are now learning, were started by arsonists. I suppose those are human-caused. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger recently got in the game in a recent interview on CNN in which he said, "We essentially need to trick Republicans into supporting the climate change agenda by rebranding the words we use." You see, they are going to lie to us. They are even going to tell us that they're going to lie to us and trick us into believing their lies with the language they intend to use. Orwellian much? War's peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Number five, do you remember the 1983 Twilight Zone movie? In the opening scene, Dan Aykroyd and Albert Brooks, their characters, are driving in a car at night, talking about old Twilight Zone episodes they found scary. Then Aykroyd looks over at the Brooks character and says, "Do you want to see something really scary?" Well, I now ask you the same. Do you want to hear something really scary? During a recent interview with podcast host David Axelrod, former President Barack Obama called for implementing digital fingerprints as a mandatory online requirement to combat misinformation. Obama not only had the hubris to say he is the most recorded, filmed, and photographed human in history, Yeah, right. According to World Atlas, Obama doesn't even make the top 10. Their list includes Princess Diana, Elvis Presley, Muhammad Ali, Marilyn Monroe, and Michael Jackson. In fact, the most photographed person in the world today, Kim Kardashian, of course. But I digress. Obama said in the podcast, "And the need for us, for the general public, I think to be more discriminating consumers of news and information, the need for us to, over time, develop technologies to create watermarks or digital fingerprints so we know what is true and what is not true." In other words, it's not enough that Facebook will tag one of our posts as false or lacking content, or that they will yield to an FBI request to spike, block, and deplatform those who post about Hunter Biden's laptop. Obama wants all of us to have a digital watermark which labels each of us based on whether or not our online speech comports with the approved government narrative. Now, this is from the guy who foisted some of the biggest lies upon Americans in American history while promoting his health care plan. Remember, your average cost of health insurance will go down $2,500 per family per year. Remember that one? Or if you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. Or if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Yeah, we remember that misinformation campaign. The weaponization against speech is now in full force, whether from the federal courthouses, messaging from alleged Republican and Hollywood superstars, the WEF, as well as current and former presidents. The move is on to limit and tag us with a scarlet letter if we do not think and say only what is approved by the powers that be. In fact, speaking before the Irish Senate last week, Green Party chairwoman Pauline O'Reilly declared about speech restrictions in Ireland. She said this, "When one thinks about it, all law and all legislation is about the restriction of freedom." She got that right. Then she goes on, "This is exactly what we are doing here. We are restricting freedom, but we are doing it for the common good." And that digital fingerprint or watermark? I ask, will your debit and credit card work at the grocery store if you speak out in opposition to vaccines, our gender change grooming in our schools, or the climate crisis scam, or just simply refuse the watermark? Didn't someone once warn us that no one will buy or sell without the mark? All right. That's it for today. Please consider joining my Locals community, where I share content that I don't put out anywhere else. It is free to subscribe, so I hope that you do that. But for as little as $5 per month, you can get even more content shared than we put out anywhere else, and you can also help support my continued investigations into government weaponization against the American people. Simply go to tpc4usa.com or from your app store, download the Locals app, and then search for @tpc4usa. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Truth Social with the same handle, @tpc4usa. See how easy I'm trying to make that for you? Thanks a bunch, and I'll see you again tomorrow with another 5 in 10.